in fact, we are in the last stages of these things coming together.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And the EU and U.S. also have what are called the Transatlantic Declaration,
mm-hmm.
which started. They've actually been working together, not just economically, but on a host of other issues
yes.
as well. And you can actually follow those talks, and you can follow that through the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate what you've done in and through your book here, Erica. I think you've brought forth a tremendous amount of information that is helpful. And, of course, we're not here just to inform people. The Bible never commands us to be informed, but rather to be transformed, and that by the renewing of our hearts that we might show the perfect will of God in and through our lives. And so we're called to get ready. People, get ready. Jesus is coming. Soon we'll be coming home. That's the ultimate message, that these are the times. It's happening right before our eyes. If we have eyes to see and ears to hear, and we need to ask the Spirit of God what must take place in our own lives to prepare the way of the Lord in our hearts, in our lives, in our families, in our congregations, in our cities, in our regions, and in our nation for history's final hour. That's what I want to urge you to do. We talk about it all the time here on Viewpoint. Your viewpoint on these things will determine your destiny. If you don't prepare, you will be caught up with the strong delusion. And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul warned about in 2 Thessalonians. When talking about the son of perdition, the Antichrist, he said, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in those that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Friends, there's only one Prince of Peace, and that's Jesus Christ. Do not allow yourself to be deceived and to worship him that sits on the seat of the son of perdition, the Antichrist. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Get a copy of this fascinating book, The Seat of the Antichrist, your gift of $19 or more to Save America Ministries. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. God bless you. Be a blessing. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. These are very, very difficult times as the world is involved in a great seductive move toward the seat of the Antichrist.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we'd love to know what you would like to talk about. Well, I thought maybe we'd just open with a couple of remarks. First of all, we are at war with Iran. They haven't told the American people that, but we're at war with Iran. We've been at war with Iran for a long time. And basically, of course, it was 3 or 4 years ago when this Congress appropriated $400 million that was given to the Central Intelligence Agency to give to terrorist organizations that were trying to overthrow the Iranian government. Now, if somebody gave terrorist groups $400 million to try to overthrow the American government, that would be an act of war. Well, that's exactly what we did with Iran. And fortunately, we do have the Internet, so you can go up and put in your search engine, Congress appropriates $400 million, CIA, a terrorist groups overthrow Iran, and you get the stories. So we actually are trying to finance the overthrow of the government that we installed in 1979, because certainly the American Central Intelligence Agency overthrew the Shah of Iran at that time. And then, of course, they flew the Ayatollah Khomeini. They flew him from where he was staying, living in Paris. They flew him to Tehran and turned the country over to him. And then, of course, they turned the Shah's secret police over to them. The CIA had trained the Shah's secret police, which was torturing and killing the people there who opposed the Shah. And now, of course, they were working for the Ayatollah Khomeini we had installed. But the American people don't remember that. They have short memories. Today, of course, we are at war with the very government that we installed. Not only did we put up money for the finance terrorists, but certainly we have imposed sanctions on Iran. That is an act of war. That's what we did with Japan in the years leading up to December 7th, 1941. And then recently, of course, there was an attack on the nuclear reactor that the Russians have built, and there's this virus attack the systems there. We don't know exactly what happened, but we do know that if there was a virus attack, it was probably either from the United States or from Israel, or both of them working together. Probably the United States, because after all, we are involved. We developed the Internet. The entire apparatus for the Internet is actually mediated. It's mediated by the NSA. They don't tell you that. Oh, there's this World Wide Web. It's just out there, invisible in the world, and we can communicate with all these people, and it just sort of happens. And no, it doesn't happen. It's all mediated by the NSA, no such agency, National Security Administration, call it what you will. It's the biggest intelligence agency in the whole world. It's far bigger and far more dangerous than the CIA, but nobody ever talks about it. That's why they call it no such agency, the NSA. And then, of course, about 3 days ago, there was a report that I heard that actually there had been an attack on the site where the Iran produces and actually stores its missiles. And basically, they have intermediate-range missiles. And there was an attack there. Three bombs went off 2 days ago at this site. And you can look at this on the Internet. Now, not a word of this in the controlled media, but go up on the Internet and look up something to the effect of Iran missiles attack bomb. Three bombs went off. They simply blew up most of the Iranian missiles. This is an act of war, ladies and gentlemen. Well, but the American people have no idea what's going on. Well, remember what Lindsey Williams said? I don't know if it's true or not, but he's been batting pretty well, and I believe he was told that there would be a major event in the Middle East in 3 to 4 to 6 months. A major event, and the price of oil would skyrocket. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course, this is Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and don't be bashful. We'd love to hear from you. And certainly, I think that people have to understand that if there were to be a war or a conflict with Iran, why, the price of oil would probably go right through the roof. And that is, I think, what this message from the mysterious Mr. X, well, I really know his name. I've checked him out. I've known who he was for a long period of time. I've talked to other people who know him, and I believe that there is a mysterious Mr. X who is giving Lindsey Williams information. And Mr. X has said that within 3 to 4 to maybe 6 months, there's going to be a major event in the Middle East. Now, it's not necessarily going to be an Iranian war, but Mr. X has been saying there would be a war, but it was a couple of years off, and that was a couple of years ago, and it looks like we're approaching something there. Well, let's go to Ray calling from Santa Cruz. He's got some information. Hi, Ray. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm recovering from my surgery, the infection that that I had. I got a stack of information on Ray Kurzweil. I can't reveal my sources. After the show, I could call you and tell you a little bit about that. But I want to keep it brief. I want to first give you the backdrop of Ray Kurzweil.
Oh, no. Who is Ray Kurzweil?
Well, he's a prominent electronic chemical engineer who worked for bioweapons at the Pentagon at one time. And he also went to MIT, I believe, and Carnegie Mellon. Worked on artificial intelligence in the 1970s at Carnegie Mellon, which they were involved in at that time. He's East Coast-based, New York. Founded the Singularity Institute at Moffett Field in 2007. Received NASA funding with many key electronics, Silicon Valley electronics firms involved in backing him up. SRI, SLAC, Stanford, you name it. It's mind-boggling. I have a stack of...
Okay, fine, but what about him, Ray? He's obviously a very capable individual. What about him?
Well, I'll tell you. The Singularity Institute is a organization that are involved in nanorobotic technology, and they're trying to create artificial-type life forms, mechanical life forms that they're working on now are insects and dragonflies that fly, that they're totally mechanical, and I know somebody that's seen one.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, you this evening. It's open line, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Ray calling from Santa Cruz, who's talking about a gentleman who set up a system of where they're going to be producing nanotechnology. And nanotechnology is really a very important... Hey, Ray, we're getting an awful lot of noise at your end of the system.
Are we?
Yeah, so go ahead. Now, tell us about this institute.
I'll tell you about it, okay? There are many people, many companies that are backing out. I have a stack of papers, okay? I can't reveal my story.
Okay, but Ray, what is the bottom line?
The bottom line is this. They're trying to create artificial life forms that imitate human beings, and they're using this nanotechnology to create half-human, half robots.
And there's no question they are, this so-called GRIN technology. It has to do with genetic technology. It has to do with the artificial intelligence. It has to do with, and of course, it has to do with nanotechnology as well.
Yes. I want to mention another thing, too. Kurzweil invented the microprocessor chip for the electric piano keyboard called the Kurzweil, and it's preferred by jazz musicians, but I would suggest to the listeners, please do not use this keyboard. Boycott it, you know, if you can. It's very expensive, the 3 to 4K expensive keyboard, and don't use it in a church.
Okay, basically, so they're developing nanotechnology. Is there anything specifically about that that's important that would influence us? Because the GRIN technology, and that has to do with genetic...
Yes.
Robotic, artificial intelligence, and nanotechnology.
Yeah, I'm getting down to it.
Okay, get to it.
The specific is that I went on a ride to Moffett Field one night about a year ago with a member of my family, and we drove around, and we looked around to see whether we could find this Singularity Institute, and we came across several training centers. One, Google.
Okay, Faber, what's the point, Ray?
The point is that they've got this thing set up right at Moffett Field,
okay.
And nobody's saying anything.
Okay, but what is it?
I just told you. I mean, it's
a center for putting out nanotechnology, but this is being worked on all over the country. How will that impact on us?
Well, it will impact you because, you see, they're trying to develop a police state using... robot humanoids.
All right, fine. That's the GRIN technology, and using robots and half the chimera, the half human, half animal, and they really are working to do this sort of thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Is there any, and I appreciate so much sharing that with us, and perhaps you can call after the program and get us the information.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. God bless. And I'm so glad you're feeling better after your surgery. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And, of course, I don't know how many of you remember our program last night with Tom Horn, who is talking about the amazing things that are going on today. At Stanford, they are created a mouse that has human genes in the brain of the mouse, and they actually have the permission, they haven't actually done it, but they have the permission to actually go ahead and try to build a mouse with a human brain. Well, of course, What would that mean? Now, that doesn't say they're going to do it. They have their permission to go ahead and do that. And you should never allow this sort of thing. The ethical implications of creating half animal, half human are really rather frightening to contemplate. And yet, of course, now they have the ability to put animal genes into humans and human genes into animals. And the implications are indeed frightening. And the GRIN technology, genetic, robotic, artificial intelligence and nanotechnology, the implications of this to transform the world into a nightmare are really frightening. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This information is discussed in a book called Forbidden Gate by Tom Horn. We did the program last night. And if you missed it, you can certainly go ahead and pull it down from our website at RadioLiberty.com, where our programs are archived. And certainly it is so difficult for people to believe that there are scientists who have no concern for human life or for morality or for the realization that, that once before in the history of humanity, why man began to do terrible things and began to violate God's laws and certainly God's wonderful creation. And, of course, 4,400 years ago, there was a great flood, and all mankind was wiped out except for Noah and his family and, of course, the animals that were on the ark. So understand that God has intervened in the past. And the difficulty with so much of science today is that most scientists have no realization that we are answerable to God. And God is not going to be mocked. And I fear that as we see the moral fabric of our country progressively eroded, that one day there's going to be terrible repercussions. For as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of life? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. His justice will not sleep forever. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we should remember that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we're going to be talking, I think, until we get some calls about what's happening to the economy and whether you know it or not, why they've actually been pumping money into the system since June in an effort to try to keep the economy from simply falling into a deep abyss. And basically, the average individual doesn't understand what's really going on, but the Federal Reserve System has certainly put out probably several trillion dollars so far to try to keep the economy going. And we got a few points on the gross domestic product, but the first quarter of this year, it was 3.5. The second quarter, it was 1.5. And they knew if they didn't start churning out the money in the beginning of the third quarter, which was the 1st of July, that we would be in a real hole at this time. And what they really ought to do is let the economy collapse and let all the bad debts disappear and let the bad banks go down and then start in all over again. Get in tariffs, protect our economy, get back to a sound currency. But they have no intention of doing that, because the wicked and evil men who control our economy now, who control our banking system, really want to destroy the economy of the United States and the rest of the world and out of the chaos to bring about the one world government. Now, if you doubt that is the plan, why, you need to see the article. It was Henry Kissinger wrote it, and I think it was January of 2009 in the New York Times. It's called A Chance for a New World Order, and he will basically tell you that the world is moving into financial chaos, and countries will have two choices, either to join the new economic system, the new financial system, or force chaos. That's exactly what he says. And you read it, understand, this whole thing is contrived now. And, of course, what they're doing now is trying to preserve this a little longer, but the longer we preserve it, why, of course, the worse the consequence is going to be. Because what they're going to do is destroy the value of our currency. Back during the Great Depression, during the 1930s, why, of course, we had terrible economic times, but at least we had a gold-backed currency. And although they doubled the price of gold, that meant they could only double the amount of money in circulation because it was still, by law, had to have a 40% gold backing, and we were able to get out of that hole. Today, we have no anchor. We have nothing behind our currency. They can print as much as they want, knowing full well, of course, this will destroy the value of our currency and end up impoverishing our people. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Columbus, Ohio. And to Columbus, we have Roman calling. Hi, Roman. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, I don't want to say I'm still alive. I'm still above the daisies.
All right, fine. What do you?
I have not heard you for at least a month. I don't know what's going on. I listen to you on shortwave radio, not on the computer. So I'm going to be a little. Are you there, sir?
I certainly am. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm going to get a little off base.
It's open lines. You can talk about whatever you want to. Go right ahead. And once again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But go ahead, Roman.
Yeah, Roman. Okay, listen, I wanted to say a little something about Rachel Carson and her book, Silent Spring.
All right, fine. That came out, about 1960, somewhere in there.
62, 63.
Right, okay.
She won awards with President John F. Kennedy. Okay, I'm one of the few people, I read that book from cover to cover for one of my courses that I took at Ohio State University. I've got a degree in anthropology, and I did study certain things like natural resources. Anyway, what I want to say about Rachel Carson is I think she's misquoted and misread. I took the book, Silent Spring, to be an I read that book cover to cover. That's an expose of what the United States government was doing with bombs and different chemicals before the Vietnam War broke out publicly. She tried to publish different things about the way certain farmers and ranchers in the area of Texas died because of chemicals that were being given off by their bombing runs, by the Air Force, and things like that.
Well, that's true, but of course her big thrust was to try to get DDT outlawed, DDT,
well,
and say millions don't... And she frankly lied. She actually used a quotation from a book by the gentleman who was in Africa, the missionary there, who was so well known. And actually, of course, he was talking about the danger of nuclear weapons, and she was said he attributed that to him. He was talking about DDT. Actually, if you read the book,
I read the book.
Basically, what this man really said was that DDT was such a great thing, and yet she misquoted him. About how the chemicals were going to destroy the world. He was talking about nuclear weapons, and she attributed that to DDT. But you hang on. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Roman.
Yeah, it's been at least 11 years or better. I got my degree in 1999. So it's been 12, 13 years since I read that.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Comment.
I've read about DDT that there's some use of it that's being permitted in Africa.
No, actually, they've stopped it. I mean, it was very effective. The World Health Organization found that they simply would spray the rooms, bedrooms there, where they could cut down dramatically on the incidence of malaria. And when they found it was effective, then they outlawed it, so it could not be produced anywhere in the world. Why? Because they want the people to die. That's what it's all about. This is all about population control. And when you understand that, yes, it was used up until about this last 6 months to a year. And now it's been totally outlawed. It'll not be produced. And millions more will die.
I see. In this program, that we're concerned about securing liberty under God that he's endowed us with, is right. It's well to remember that there are millions being forcibly worked in reform and re-education programs and in penal camps, especially in North Korea and China.
And in the United States, where one in every 100 adults is in prison. In America, where one in every 33 American adults is in prison, probation or parole. And people are being worked here as well. Go ahead.
Yes, but it's not like what it is in like I don't know, 15 hours a day work in China in their factories or whatever.
Well, but a lot of those people are working for American corporations. Don't forget that.
Even though they're in re-education programs. And,
right.
Yeah. And also in Vietnam and Laos, Eritrea has a number of thousands of prisoners, and I think I've read 3,000 Christians kept in custody.
Okay, there's no question. You're absolutely right, and our government is, of course, going right along with this all throughout the world. In fact, we're providing health care. We have, in many of these countries, we're providing foreign aid to keep the dictators in power. We have our troops stationed in over 130 nations throughout the world, and many of those are ruthless dictators. We have actually funding. We help to fund the China's no one-child policy. We give money to International Planned Parenthood, and they supervised and financed the China's one-child policy. So we bear responsibility for what's going on in these countries where people are being deprived of freedom. That is because we have an invisible government that has no moral foundation, is dedicated to world government, world religion, and installing this coming world ruler. But go right ahead. What's your point?
Well, yes. What policy would encourage securing the right to liberty in other countries? That's well to consider, and that's what we desire.
Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But until we stop financing ruthless dictators with our foreign aid, as we are doing, certainly in Zimbabwe today, probably one of the most ruthless dictatorships in the world used to be Rhodesia. It's now called Zimbabwe. We install Mugabe. We're keeping him in power with humanitarian aid. Who can be against humanitarian aid? And we're financing it. Why do we call his diamonds blood diamonds? Why don't we talk about the fact that half of the population there has fled the country? The people are starving and being tortured and raped by the police and military being kept in power with your dollars. If we want to bring freedom to the world, we first of all have to save America, and then we have to expose these evil and wicked people who have a different agenda. I share your concern, but how will we approach it? First of all, for people to understand, we have an invisible government, and behind that are the Luciferian forces that rule this world. Anything else you want to say, Jay?
Well, yes, and it's indeed, to pray for God's kingdom to overrule all this.
What are you doing? I certainly agree that prayer is fine, but are you doing anything besides prayer? Because prayer without works certainly doesn't accomplish very much.
Yes, well, I'm trying to do inform people. It's just a very long line you're talking about. I listen often.
All right, friend. God bless, and I appreciate it. And I share your concerns, Jay, but we've got to get the word out, and this is why I do what I do 5 hours a day. Anyway, God bless you, and thank you so much, Scott.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Jay calling from Eastern Washington. And right now, let's go to Ruby in Live Oak. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And is Open Line Wednesday? We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Let's see. I hope we didn't lose Ruby. Maybe we did. Anyway, we'll have to see. Maybe she's calling back in. Let's see. Hello, is this Ruby?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Ruby, we'll be with you in just a moment. This is Ruby calling from Live Oak, and she's one of those people who's down there on a regular basis in front of the abortion clinics trying to at least call people's attention to the genocide taking place in America today. Well, Ruby, go right ahead.
I believe it was Albert Schweitzer.
Albert Schweitzer, thank you so very much. I was just trying to get on the internet because, you know, I haven't read that book for a long period of time, but you're absolutely right. It was Albert Schweitzer, and he had actually talked about, you know, the terrible things as far as nuclear energy was concerned, and Rachel Carson said he was talking about DDT, and he wasn't. What he was actually said in his book, in his autobiography, was that DDT was a wonderful thing that was really helping the people there in Africa. So Rachel Carson simply distorted the truth, but then so much of the environmental movement is a distortion of the truth, and we should all be concerned about the environment. But, of course, these people are using it to enslave not only the United States, but to destroy this nation. Go ahead, Ruby.
Well, on that note, being an environmentalist myself, I don't understand what's happened, because to me, an environmentalist is one who likes to clean up the freeways and things. I don't know what all this stuff is that they're doing. I don't understand all this political stuff, because to me it was like, let's clean up the freeways, let's clean up the rivers, it's not pollution. That's what it is. It's all about not polluting. I don't know what all this other stuff is, but it's gotten crazy. It's just gotten completely insane. And I have to agree with you there. It's gotten to be a big political nightmare. And they've forgotten that most environmentalists that I know, they just want to clean things up. They just don't want all the junk on the freeways.
And, of course, they love the forests, you know.
Yeah.
The forests are wonderful. But basically, of course, the modern-day people in Washington, D.C., they will not allow people to go into the forests and clean up the underbrush and have fire roads to prevent fires. And as a good friend, of course, Michael Shaw said, when one of the major environmentalists from Washington, D.C., came to Santa Cruz talking about the fires and fighting about the forest and fire, he said, it's not that we're going to let them burn, we're going to make them burn. And they really do want to do that. They want to destroy the fire, the forest, and all of the animals in it. These people have a crass indifference to human suffering and, of course, to the beauty of nature, but they're using it to advance power. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Ruby calling from Santa Cruz, and Ruby was just saying that she doesn't understand this modern-day environmentalism. I said, well, really, it's all very simple. They're using it to expand government control and to destroy our economy, to establish a socialist dictatorship, and eventually to destroy this country. And that's what it's all about. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. And most people go along because they don't have the courage to stand up and say, don't you see what's happening? It's sort of like the king that didn't have any clothes on, and everybody went along except one little boy and stood up and said, don't you see the king's as naked as the day he was born? Everybody knew it, but nobody wanted to say anything. And we got to speak out, and I'm so glad you're speaking out, Ruby. Anything else you wanted to say?
I did want to say that Albert Schweitzer is one that we quote quite often in the pro-life movement, because he's the one who said, when a man loses respect for any form of life, he loses respect for all life.
Well, Schweitzer was perhaps not a Christian, but he was a great humanitarian,
mm-hmm.
and he was willing to put his life on the line going to Africa. As he said, I just want to show what one man can do for his fellow man, and that's why he went there and lived and died there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should give him great respect for his willingness to do what perhaps others of us would like to do, but we wouldn't. Anyway, he was a great humanitarian and a great man. Anything else, Ruby?
Only to let your listeners know that we still have 3 days left on our 40 Days for Life campaign, and for the next 3 days, actually all the way through till Sunday, we will be there in the back parking lot on the sidewalk of Planned Parenthood, praying and peacefully picketing, trying to keep babies alive, keep them from being murdered, and to protect their mothers from what I really consider rape and murder.
Well,
it's
I think the tragedy is that girls are not told that they're taking a human life. They're not told of the psychological problems that they're going to have. They're not told it's going to predispose them towards cancer of the breast, because, of mm-hmm. course, if you suddenly have a first trimester abortion, your incidence of breast cancer goes up, and if you never actually have a child, why, of course, it multiplies your chance of getting breast cancer many, many fold. But they never tell the girls that. Anyway, God bless you, Ruby.
Thank you,
and thank you for
much.
Everything you do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Barbara calling from Soquel, I think it is. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. If you want to talk about the economy, fine. If you want to talk about what's going on in Israel or what's going on in Iran or the coming collapse of our economy, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and of course we're competing with the World Series tonight, but I appreciate those people who are listening and calling. Hi, Barbara, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I don't want to talk about the economy, I want to talk about bed bugs.
Okay, you talk about bed bugs. I hope you don't have any in your home.
No, don't have any. But it's very interesting that, you know, with the infestation of bed bugs in New York City, you know, people not wanting to go there, staying in the hotels, all of these different things. But it's also very interesting that a lot of the television news programs are mentioning the fact that probably this reinfestation is due to the fact that we are no longer using DDT.
I think that's really fascinating, and maybe all the efforts that we've made over all these years are beginning to have some impact, because DDT was the safest insecticide. It's far safer than anything we have today.
Well, we may see the return of it, and hopefully we will. But it was just, I thought that was just a very interesting thing to note.
I think it's a point well made, and I appreciate so much your calling, Barbara. And I'll tell you what, I am concerned that the bed bugs really are increasing. And, of course, you know that we're told at one time we're probably going to see returns of mass herds of flocks, or whatever you call it, of locusts, sweeping the fields and cleaning them dry. And we need to have the DDT on hand. But, of course, when the major infestations come, we're not going to have any factories prepared to produce it. So I think we're in for some very, very difficult times in the months and years that lie ahead, because we've violated what's logical. We should be using the most efficient things rather than the things that are politically correct. They outlawed DDT because it was saving so many lives. And you can get the writings of Alexander King, co-chairman of the Club of Rome, and he wrote a book, and he actually said, we didn't outlaw DDT because it didn't work, it was dangerous. We outlawed DDT because it was saving so many lives in Ghana, and people were not dying. Boy, we're dealing with wicked and evil people, and most of them are associated with the Club of Rome, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and the Trilateral Commission. Hey, anything else, Barbara?
Nope, thank you very much.
God bless. Thanks so much. And let's go to Tim, who's calling from Rockford, Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. Thanks, Dr. Stan. Well, I wanted to comment on Plum Island off the coast of there, New York City.
Right. Well, basically, it's about halfway between Long Island and Lyme, Connecticut. It's in the inlet there.
The government in Operation Paperclip, they brought, one of the Nazis they brought in was Eric Traub. He ran Plum Island. And
you must have seen that last Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory program. That was an excellent program. You're absolutely right. And, of course, all of the evidence suggests that that Lyme disease was originated on Plum Island at the government bacteriological warfare site there, and of course Eric Traub was one of the Nazi war criminals. He should have been tried and convicted and hung, but he wasn't. He and thousands of other Nazi war criminals were brought to America under Operation Paperclip, and all we ever heard about was, we had, of course, these people in the space program, Wernher von Braun, wonderful scientists, and they helped us get into space and stay ahead of the wicked communists. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we were financing the communists all the time. You had to have an enemy. But, of course, we brought these scientists over here to continue their macabre experiments with mind control, with bacteriological warfare, yes, and with the space program. But, of course, there's strong, if you get into the background of the space program. And you know that, for instance, Jack Paulson, Paulson. He was the founder of the NASA, and certainly Mitchell, one of the astronauts. They were all, so many of them were deeply involved in the occult, and the tremendous occult of involvement in the NASA space program today. Nobody ever asked, why are we spending countless billions of dollars every year to have, you know, the space shuttle up there? I mean, what is it accomplishing? Well, I don't understand, but there's a spiritual implications. Maybe one day we'll know. Anyway, what else you wanted to cover, Tim?
Well, Dr. Stan, on that Plum Island, they mentioned that in 2001, there were 200 germ labs, government. But now, since 9/11, we have 1,356.
But you have
Why
to understand.
Why are they building all these germs?
They are working on building and producing terrible diseases. If you go back and you get to the book written by Zygmunt Brzezinski, it's called Between Two Ages, and I believe it was published in 1970. My copy was, but I was noticing on Amazon they say 76. But there on the base of bottom of the page, I think it's 50, somewhere between 56 and 58, he talks about how, you know, by the year 2018, we're going to be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases. Well, they've created all these chronic diseases. I believe Lyme is a new disease. It didn't exist before. I believe chronic fatigue is a new disease. Fibromyalgia is a new disease. AIDS is a new disease. All certainly chronic diseases. And certainly we have the testimony of Dr. David MacArthur in 1969. We actually offer either abbreviated copies of it for nothing, or you can get the complete testimony from Radio Liberty, but that's in a bound form. And Dr. MacArthur in 1969 went before a congressional committee and asked for $10 million to create a new disease for which there would be no immune response, a new chronic disease, and it could even be a new form of mass killing. But that didn't matter. They wanted the $10 million to create it, and just a few years later, well, it was in the late 1970s. The testimony was in 69. We have it. By 79, the cases of AIDS were beginning to show up, first identified in 1981. But about that same time, we ought to see the onset of chronic fatigue syndrome, about 2 million people suffering it from today. Chronic fibromyalgia, about 2 million people suffering today. Lyme disease, about 2 million people suffering today. And they all overlap, and they involve the Borrelia organism, which is responsible for Lyme disease. But there's also brucellosis, there's chlamydia, there's mycoplasma, multiple infections, and of course they're in and ticks all over America to the point where it really isn't safe to go hiking in the wilderness, hardly any place in America, for fear that you're going to get bitten by a tick. And if you do and you get one of these diseases, they call it Lyme disease, but it's a multi-origin, and of course you can be disabled for the rest of your life. They've unleashed this on the American people.
It's crazy. One other quick question, Dr. Stan. Now, do you think this former Governor Jesse Ventura, he was also with the Navy SEALs, he has to be compromised, Dr. Stan?
I don't think he is.
To give that information out, that top secret information?
Well, I don't know. I hope that that he is just what he appears to be. I will tell you, I've met his staff. They came up and did an interview with me, and it was broadcast last year. And I was very, very impressed by his staff. And watching these programs, the information he's putting out is excellent. He's bringing you information you will never get elsewhere. And, of course, he's not on the major ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN. He's on Truth Channel or Truth Radio. And I believe we should give these people who own this channel accolades. We should congratulate them for having the courage to put the program on. Are we being manipulated? I could be wrong, but my gut feeling, and I have to go a lot on my gut feeling, right now I believe Jesse Ventura is just exactly what he appears to be, a rough and tumble guy that was trying to get the information out. I don't know if you know, but he's actually living in Europe today, or he's living outside the country. He's afraid to live here and fear for his life.
Well, what made me highly suspicious, he was interviewing a professor, Carl Grossman. And Carl Grossman said, oh, wouldn't that be terrible if Al-Qaeda would happen to blow that up? I mean, to discuss that on a national TV show. It's like conditioning our brain, you know, for something like that.
Well,
obviously, the CIA.
Oh, Tim, you could be right. We'll just have to wait and see. I mean, I go by my gut feeling, and I don't know, hope I'm right. I pray I'm right, but I'm not always right. Oh,
well,
I wish I were. Anything else you'd like to bring up?
If we had 10 more Dr. Stan Montese in the nation, we'd be in a lot better shape.
Well, we've got Alex Jones, we got Joyce Riley, and we got Chuck Crismeyer, we got John Loeffler. We got a lot of good people out there. No person is indispensable because they can kill any one of us. But as Alex Jones said the other night, there's nothing as powerful as an idea whose time has come. And I do think the idea of liberty and freedom has come. And they could kill me or they could kill Alex, but the idea is growing in the hearts and minds of the American people. I'm more optimistic than I've been any time in the 48 years I've been involved in this.
I agree, Dr. Stan. Thank you, sir.
God bless. Bye-bye. And I hope you're wrong. We'll just wait and see. God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number was 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You got a question, comment, you agree, you disagree. It's open lines, and I'll let you have your say. Let's right now go to Sarah, who's calling from the Tri-Cities areas there in Washington. Hi, how are you doing, Sarah?
I'm fine, Dr. Stan, and thank you for taking my call. Thank you for everything you're doing for all of us. What I'm calling about is an interest that I have in chemtrails because I think that a friend of mine and I are identifying these as being released in our area, these chemtrails. And it was kind of interesting a week ago today, this friend of mine gave me a copy of something she got off the internet about it, and that the substance is called barium. Well, that very afternoon, last Wednesday afternoon, at my doctor's appointment, I got the results back from a hair analysis that he had ordered for me. And guess what? I have a very high level of barium in my system, as well as titanium and some cadmium.
Well, you know, that's very interesting because the titanium is one of the things that they use, and basically we have some scientific papers where actually they were talking about the using of titanium as well as aluminum and barium to create this overcast of our cities and our skies, and that then acts as a reflector to reflect the heat away to prevent global warming. So I think it's very interesting that you have a high level of barium and titanium. How about your aluminum level in your hair?
The aluminum was not bad.
All right, fine. But anyway, Sonia, we don't know what they're doing, but we do know that they're doing something. Now, basically, I have a friend of mine. He's one of our supporters who's an airline pilot, and he says he's never actually seen the chemtrails. But is this perhaps in the fuel? Is this added to the fuel? Because we do see, certainly, the contrails up there that actually are put out by the planes. Is that actually what these chemtrails are? And is there something in those? I've seen the products that come from the chemtrails. I've seen them on a tree. It almost looks like a Christmas, only it's in mid-year and it's in the morning. And of course, these this thick, heavy gel-like substance that on the trees, obviously coming from this spraying that was being done. And whether it was active spraying or whether it was a product of the exhaust, I don't know. But I'm very, very concerned that they're up to no good. I've heard the cover stories that are put out by the military for military personnel telling them, oh, well, of course, what they're doing is they're spraying sending vaccines to protect you from terrible diseases. The government's here to help. And I heard this story from people in the military, several places, who inquired and were told from very high levels in the military, it's all they're spraying vaccines to protect you. Now, you actually can spray vaccines. They do that in Africa to sterilize the elephants because they're getting too many elephants in certain areas there. And the Bonnie Dunbar, one of the experts on vaccines who lives in Kenya today, had actually developed something of that sort. But I can assure you that what they're doing in America is not to help us. I'm not sure what it is. But go ahead, Sarah.
Well, the spray vaccines now is an entirely new concept. From what you're telling me, are they also spraying vaccines in the air?
Well, I don't think that's what they're doing in America. No, I think that's a cover story that's being put out by somebody very high in government. Because obviously they're spraying something and they have to justify it for the military personnel. No, I think they're lying. But then, of course, so much of what we're told is frankly lies. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ed Griffin has a new DVD out on chemtrails, and somebody just gave me a copy today. I can hardly wait to see it. But hang on there, Sarah. And again, if you're out there, give us a call.
Okay, thanks.
Well, go right ahead, Sarah.
Well, I wanted to ask you, now what do I do now that I know that I have a high level of barium? I am outside a lot. I walk every morning, probably out walking.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
In the hydrofluorosilicic acid that they're using in water systems all across America. Why are they using it? They're using it because it's so toxic and because, of course, it's so expensive to dispose of because it's so toxic that it's very expensive to put it into any sort of a waste disposal site. And it's so toxic you can't dump it in a river. You can't dump it in the ocean. So what are they doing? They're putting it in our drinking water. Now, I'm sure they could recycle it, but they're not doing that because, of course, they are poisoning the American people. And they're using this hydrofluosilicic acid in place of fluoride. And basically, if your water is fluoride, you want to find out what they're putting are they putting fluoride in or hydrofluosilicic acid? And if they're putting in hydrofluosilicic acid, it actually increases the level of lead in your blood. Why would a hydrofluosilicic acid increase the level of lead in your blood? Well, it pulls the lead out of solder if it's old pipes, and of course it'll pull the lead out of brass fixtures. And we're not entirely sure, but we do know that in the largest study ever carried out, 450,000 children studied by the Centers for Disease Control, and you can read this in the work of Dr. Robin Masters, and it's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Robin Masters of Dartmouth pointed out they evaluated 450,000 children in the areas where they were using the hydrofluosilicic acid. Why, of course, the level of lead in the blood of children doubled in white children, went up 4 times in Hispanic children and 6 times in black children. And then, of course, you could correlate the criminal activity in those areas with the length of time that the hydrofluosilicic acid had been used, because the lead leads to rage and criminal activity and so much more in blacks than in whites. And according to Robin Masters, everything points to the fact it has to do with the fact that they're poisoning the little black kitties with, of course, these things that they're putting in the water. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. The CDC has the studies, but the last thing is they want for the American people to learn. And why would rational people do that? Why? Because we're not dealing with rational people. You can learn about Robin Masters' studies at Paul Cotta's website, fluoridealert.org. That's fluoridealert.org. If you want to get Robin Masters' material, you can call Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk on the hidden agenda, and you need to get our syllabus on the hidden agenda and the material from Dr. Robin Masters. It's separate, but you need to have this information, and then you need to get it to others. And you've got to be like a Paul Revere. You've got to be out, you know, writing. And don't shout the redcoats are coming. Shout that the people who control our government are part of a wicked group. We have an invisible government. They do not obey the laws of our land. They're above the laws of our land. And, of course, they're destroying our economy, and they are crippling the American people. Certainly you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read my 3 pamphlets on the occult hierarchy that rules America, that really rules the world. It's a compilation of our newsletters, but it's well worthwhile reading. And certainly you need to read all of our little pamphlet sets on the foreknowledge of 9-1-1, on 9-1-1, what would really happen. Certainly on the financial collapse. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Intentionally precipitated this whole financial collapse because they want to destroy the economy of this nation and impoverish our people. And when you understand that, you wonder why you can begin to understand why all of these programs we have to actually keep people in their homes and stop foreclosures, why none of them work. We've had 8 programs and none of them work. Oh, shucks, we're just so inefficient. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're very efficient. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know that they want to impoverish the American people and take away their homes and their property. And when you understand that, who gets it? Why, the very big banks, all tied into the Council on Foreign Relations and the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lynn Marzulli, who's an ordained minister. But he left his position in a large church because he wanted to be able to express his concern about what is taking place today. Because you see, in many ways, we're seeing the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies. We're moving into a terribly difficult period, and we should all be out on the front lines like Paul Revere, educating people about what's going on. And this is what Lynn is doing. He's written a number of books, and I hope we're carrying his book about politics, prophecy, and the supernatural, the Nephilim trilogy, and I think we actually are carrying them. Somebody was talking about the Nephilim trilogy. We certainly carry his book on the alien interviews. And Lynn, are you working on a new book? Is the new one out yet?
I certainly am, Dr. Stan. It's called The Cosmic Chess Match. It is not out yet. Hopefully January looks like the release date. We just finished a DVD. It's a 50-minute DVD entitled Watchers. That's a sort of a pilot. It's entitled Watchers, UFOs Are Real, Burgeoning, and Not Going Away. We've got some fascinating footage. It is a hard-hitting expose. It is not a lecture. I mean, it's more like in the lines of, let's say, ghost hunters or UFO hunters, that kind of edgy, except there's no frills. There's no nonsense. We get right down to it and really talk about what is going on, what is manifesting in the air. There's also a very unique segment towards the end. It's about a 20-minute segment on Dr. Roger Lear discussing the removal of alien implants. And the reason why I can say that, in my opinion and Dr. Lear's opinion too, it is the smoking gun. And that's why we chose it for the pilot, to show that, you know, a lot of this other stuff, well, it's weather balloons, it's this or that. It's like, but with the cattle mutilations, which we focus on too, is about a 10-minute segment on that. And then, of course, the alien implants. We actually show a video footage from a live operation where Dr. Lear is taking out this object, and then the object is analyzed. It has nanotubes, which are not found in nature, and we don't believe our government can make anything even close to this thing. These things send off some sort of radio waves. They are an anomalous object. They are these metallic objects come out, and they have properties that are found, specifically the metal in them is found in meteorites. So it's like very odd stuff here going on. And of course, the people who have these implants are very reticent. They're embarrassed by them. They don't want to come forward. They really are not seeking notoriety at all. We've got footage of a gentleman who discusses it about his abduction, and you can see that he's very disturbed by this. He's not willing to go on, let's say, Dr. Phil or somewhere else and talk about this stuff. And that's what Dr. Roger Lear, after about a decade now in this, has discovered. So this is our new DVD. It's called Watchers, UFOs Are Real, Burgeoning, and Not Going Away. It's available on my website. But, Dr. Stan, we'd love to store you some copies if you're interested.
Well, could you send me one? We'd love to see it.
Absolutely.
I think we'll probably carry it and put it up on our Amazon store and try to get it out. I've actually interviewed Dr. Lair. And he sounds like a very reputable individual, a very ethical individual. And, of course, you know, alien implants, why, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. And, of course, when he was first asked to look into this, why, he rejected the idea. But eventually he was talked into it. And, of course, once the word got out in the UFO community that he was willing to take these out, then people began coming to him, and actually they would take them out, and they would have them analyzed, and they are otherworldly. I mean, we live, what most people don't understand is we live in a material world, where there's a mystical world out there. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world out there. We live in a visible world, a tangible world. But there's an invisible world, an intangible world out there. And there is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men. And we better understand what's going on. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, Lynn, that really sounds exciting. I'm really looking forward to see it. And I think that what we need fortunately, we do have the ability now through videos and through the internet to get information out. And it's the old idea that, you know, one picture is worth a thousand words. Mm-hmm. Because somebody said the other day, the economy is so bad, actually, one picture is only worth about 200 words now. But I still think that the pictures are very, very important. And what it really is so exciting is that more and more people are waking up. They know something's wrong. They maybe not like even to think about it, but if they've lost their job, they've lost their home, or as someone said the other day, I was talking on our Colorado station, you've been on there, mm-hmm. and she said we were talking about home foreclosures, and she called in and she said, this is getting very personal. She said, my son's lost her home, my uncle or one of the other relatives have lost their home. This is getting very personal. Mm-hmm. Well, people don't understand. About 1.7 million Americans have already been foreclosed on between 2008 and, pardon me, between January of 2009 and the present. And probably another 5.5 million people in America are going to lose their homes. And very, very soon, another 20 to 40% of homes are going to be underwater. And when that actually happens, and when you owe more on your home than it's really worth, and you're wondering, should I just sell the home and walk away from it, and you're having financial problems, people are going to ask why. And we've got to be there to explain to them what's going on, and then not only what's going on financially, but what is going on spiritually and the spiritual implications of what's going on. And I know, Chris, you're on the front lines of that. In this new DVD, to get it all into the crop circles, because this is one of the most amazing phenomena mm-hmm. in the world.
Well, we touched on it briefly. We showed how the orbs might be creating crop circles. There's a clip. We got into it. This is really the pilot. And what we have planned after this, providing it gets picked up and, of course, we get funded, whatever, we have like 30 shows that we want to do. So we would probably do not only one show on crop circles. We'd probably do maybe as many as three different shows, because there's so much going on with the crop circles, and that people really need to understand that this is not, yeah, there are hoaxers out here with strings and boards. You got it, okay? And they've made a few. But see, they've twisted that. Like, all the circles are made by these guys with strings and boards. And what people don't understand, and I show this in my presentations, I take some of the most elaborate ones and put those things on the PowerPoint. Some of these things are like 600-700 feet, in diameter. I mean, they're just huge. And they are absolutely precise. And the ground undulates, Dr. Stan. It's not like a nice flat field. No, the ground is undulating.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking about Lynn Marzulli. He's got a great new DVD he's put out. We'll give you an opportunity to learn how to get it here in a few minutes. But I asked you, of course, he goes into the background of UFOs. He goes into the background of alien abductions. He goes into the background of alien implants. Alien implants? Yeah, he interviews Dr. Lehr. I've interviewed Dr. Lehr, I believe. Having talked to him, I believe he's an ethical doctor, and he actually is removing these implants, removed a number of them. And, of course, what they find when they analyze the implants that these people have who've been abducted is it's unworldly. The metals don't come from this world. The nanotubes don't come from this world. Where do they come from? Well, is there another dimension? And, of course, Lynn's talking about the crop circles. And, oh, people will try to explain all this way. Oh, it's all imaginary. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the last thing they want you to know is that these things are real. And, of course, I get all sorts of disinformation from people who are trying to convince me that this is just all hokum, there is no supernatural world. And then, of course, I get other letters from people who are involved in the other side who say how terrible you are to criticize the mystery religions and the spiritualists and the people who are involved with the occult, because this is where the real power is to help mankind and to give people true freedom. So I know it's real, and I know that there's a conscious effort to cover up the truth and confuse it. And there's a magazine out there, The Spectacle Inquirer. And the purpose of that is to confuse you so that you will say, well, gee, maybe all of this is just imaginary. Ladies and gentlemen, it isn't imaginary. I know people who've seen people levitate. I've held in my own hands a spoon where the circle, where the handle completely bent into a circle, actually bent there by a major general who was with special forces in the program that was immortalized in the film. The the men who stare at goats. Mm-hmm. So actually, I held that spoon, and I'll tell you, I was trying as hard as I could to unwind it. There was no way a human being could have done that. But somebody was tapped into the other dimension could. But you were right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, the whole idea with crop circles, and I show this, you know, the ground is undulating. The circle's about 700 feet in diameter. The ground undulates. So how does, you know, two guys out there at 2:30 in the morning, pitch black, you know, when it's raining, with no footprints, and they've got these stupid little stalk stompers, create this elaborate pattern? Now, look, the hoaxers can do some pattern, but the one I show is, I think it's got like over 300 circles, and it's just, it's absolutely precise and just beautiful to look at. And you can only see this from the air. You can only appreciate it from the air. When you're down on the ground in the circle, you don't even know what you're looking at half the time. You can't see it. You've got to get up in a helicopter or plane and go over this thing, and then it's like, wow. And also we see the crop is actually, in the real ones, it's woven together. It's not just pushed down flat. It's laid down in a very precise way. Now, this is a good cop, bad cop scenario. It makes people go, oh, look, there are space brothers, and they're going to reveal themselves, and, oh, aren't they friendly, and all this other stuff. And sure, if you just took the crop circle stuff, you'd kind of go, wow, this is really great. But then the black hat is the cattle mutilations. That's what we get into, because, you know, the crop circles, there's no smoking gun, in the sense that we really don't know. You know, we have got some orbs in the field, and we've got eyewitnesses talking about orbs creating the circles, and then they see discs nearby. That's what seems to fit, and I'm down with that. That's what I believe. The cattle mutilation, however, they see lights in the sky, discs. Some people have reported seeing cows floating through the air going up into ships. But then we've got the carcasses, and we see sex organs cored out, eyes removed, jaw stripped, all with surgical precision. The carcasses, there's no blood in the carcasses, and they're left in the field. They're just like, boom, like they're dropped out of the sky. And in fact, I believe that they are. And this creates a climate of fear, and this is the dirty little secret. Well, we briefly, very, very briefly, talk about the human mutilation aspect of it. I don't interview anyone. I reiterate a story that I heard from a MUFON investigator who's talking about a story in Pennsylvania, and I discussed that. And these are all things that most people don't know about. We show one quick blink from the autopsy taken in Brazil. And probably it's less than a second. It's strictly a flash on the screen because it's very grisly. I mean, we're talking torture and horrific stuff. But we present this because the whole idea of this DVD is UFOs are real, burgeoning, and not going away. And unlike other DVDs that have broached the subject, we're tackling it head on. It's very cutting edge. It's done really well. And we're showing a myriad of examples to try to just get people off the dime. It's like, wait a second, something's going on here. And, you know, these guys are showing it in a real graphic and demonstrative way. And that's what I think we've accomplished with this DVD.
And here's really what's so interesting. I'm sure you don't get into this, but there really are satanic groups that hold regular mm-hmm. meetings and satanic sacrifices.
Sure.
And basically, of course, we have a book called Diary of a Devil Hunter. And this gentleman, a minister now, but at the time he was simply going around across the country talking to police forces and explaining how they could recognize satanic crimes and understand what they were doing. And as soon as he would leave, the FBI would send an expert to there's no such thing as Satanism or satanic episodes. Well, this is what the FBI did for so many years with the mafia. There is no mafia in America. It's all imaginary. They're all making this up. The FBI is not going to solve our problems. It's part of the problem. They were covering for the FBI because J. Edgar Hoover was a homosexual, and the mafia had all the information on him. And the fact you've never heard that simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. But go up on the Internet, look it up, J. Edgar Hoover and Clyde Tolson. Clyde Tolson, he was his lover, and they traveled all over the country together. Everybody in the FBI knew that they were homosexuals. And, of course, they were the ones, of course, who were out there putting out the information. There is no satanic... Because J. Edgar Hoover was a 33rd degree Mason. In fact, his grave in Washington, D.C. is tended by the Masons today. But, of course, at the upper echelon of Masonry, they understand what's going on. The average Mason doesn't, but the people at the upper echelons do. And, of course, the pretty are people who tie into this whole supernatural world. And Dan Brown did a pretty good job of bringing this out in his latest book. But, of course, he gives you a slant that these are the good guys, the 33rd degree Masons. They're trying to save the world, whereas they're in league, of course, with the satanic forces that are trying to destroy it. But, of course, Dan Brown really identifies with that. But in that book, he does bring out one very important point, because at one point he tells you what it's all about. And that's where he says that the hero suddenly is told that you are God. And that, of course, is the Luciferian message.
Absolutely.
Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not God, and Lynn isn't God, and
absolutely
you aren't God. But there really are people out there that are into this whole thing. They're looking into themselves and giving themselves over to their new ruler, who is Lucifer. And this is what's really behind, in my estimation, all of these things: the cattle mutilations, the alien abductions, the alien implants, the UFOs. What are your thoughts, Lynn?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I have a new presentation that I give when I go out and speak. It's called Messengers of Deception. It'll become, I'm researching this, and it'll come out right after the Cosmic Chess Match sometime in 2011. And we start off with Darwinism and then go right to Madame Blavatsky, the mother of the New Age movement. And from there we go to Hitler and then Benjamin Krem and then Rael and Blossom Goodchild. And every single one of these people all have one thing in common. They all talk about, you are God. That's the bottom line. J.Z. Knight, same thing, Ramtha, you are God. I mean, that's what she teaches. It's right there. I'm not making this stuff up. You can just download the information. There it is. It'll all be in the book. And this is what... It's many tentacles of this multi-legged hydra, or whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're looking at. The enemy, the fallen one, Lucifer, has not put all his eggs in one basket. And so all these people are part and parcel of the same. It all goes back to the same root. It all goes back to Luciferians. It's all traced back to satanic origins, absolutely all of it.
It all goes back to the Garden of Eden.
There,
and basically,
same
a lot
line.
Of people, they sort of scoff at the Bible, you know, all these, they're all a lot of myths. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, you read the story of what happened in the Garden of Eden, and Eve is actually tempted by the serpent. And what does the serpent say? Mm-hmm. Why, you can be as God, and you will never die. And when you read Dan Brown's book, and I'm sure millions of people have read that book, where he says, and you are God, you know, and I think it probably went over the heads of most of them. They probably identified with Dan Brown without her understanding. Of course, he is identifying with the dark side, and he's trying to make the dark side look good and the good side look dark. And it's all part of the planned confusion of the American people today, of being egged on by ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, Denver Post, Los Angeles Times. They're all in this together, ladies and gentlemen, all part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But anyway, Lynn, what sort of response did you get when you gave the? You were the main star, wasn't it? What, all day or a couple of days?
It was. We did Thursday night for 3 hours, Friday night for 3 hours, and then all day Saturday. And I spoke. I was the only speaker. So we did about 12 hours of yak with two different PowerPoint presentations. I never did get to the third one. There's hundreds of slides that we do, and it's really not rote, Dr. Stan. It's different every time. It's sort of a spirit-led thing, and I've got the slides, and I've got some bullet points to keep me sort of on track. But it's different every time I do it, and it's wonderful. And what's great for me is on Saturday, people start connecting the dots around the it's really fun to look out in the audience and see the jaw drop and the aha moment in a lot of people. It's just a blast to see that. And it was also filmed. We're going to be doing a webinar with that. So we realize that conferences are expensive. People can't go. So we're going to make this really cheap on the Internet, and people will be able to get that more information.
Well, I hope, of course, you'll have it on a DVD or a couple of DVDs, and you can market that as well. But basically, people appreciate something more when they paid for it. I mean, it's one thing when they give it to you, and you want them to see it. But you want them to watch it, and because basically, of course, if you buy something, you put your money out, you're going to watch it, certainly we have a lot of our things up there on the Internet, but we really want people to get them, we want to watch them, we want them to copy them, we want to get them to others, and we give people permission to copy anything we have, as long as they're not making money. We want to get this thing out. Well, Lynn needs help, because He gave up a good paying job to do what he's doing, and he's really totally dependent upon the people who help him. We'll be back in just a moment. Linda, you have a...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Trained by the Al-Qaeda to how to build a bomb. They built the bomb for him. It was in the shoe, sole of his shoe, and they told him how to light the fuse. But they didn't tell him that you can't set off CD4 explosives with a fuse. You have to have an explosive cap, you know, an electric charge setting off the explosive cap. And that'll blow up the C4 And so Robert Reed will spend the rest of his life in prison because he's such a dumb shoebobber. He didn't even know that you couldn't ignite the explosives with the fuse. And the same thing with the underwear bomber. And, of course, he was going to light the explosive, the C4, in his underwear with a fuse, and you can't do it. And then we had the Times Square bomber, and he even went to Pakistan, and he learned how to build a bomb. And he built the bomb, and he parked it in a car there in Times Square, and it didn't go off. Boy, these people who are so clever, how could they be so dumb unintentionally? And, of course, it's all a charade. I mean, basically, they didn't want the bombs to go off, but they wanted to give the impression of the bombs going off if there was really a terrorist threat. They would have closed the southern border on the 12th
That's right.
of September
That's right.
so that the terrorists couldn't have got into this
Absolutely.
Country. But it's all a lie, but nobody wants to say that. Oh, my goodness, you know, that says you're suggesting somebody in government was responsible. Well, somebody was responsible. I don't know whether they're in government or who they are, but we've not been told the truth about what happened on September 11th. Those buildings came down because of controlled demolition, and all you have to do is watch Building 7 come down. The building came down at 5:20 in the evening, and you'll see it's a controlled demolition. They take out the central structure, the center of the roof caves in, then the base of the building explodes, and the building falls at the speed of gravity. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what you must understand is we see all of these things going on, and it's almost as if we're hopeless. I mean, how can we stand against this sort of thing, especially when our economy is contracting, people are losing their homes? Well, maybe the Space Brothers could help us.
There it is.
There, you know, and we can, and Lynn was just talking during the break about this gentleman, 95-year-old gentleman, who is channeling from the Space Brothers or whoever out there from the other dimension, and they're offering us hope, aren't they, or are they?
Well, what they're offering, of course, is deception. And, you know, Dr. Stan, one thing we're told in the Book of Revelation, which is interesting, we're talking, always hearing about this chip, you know, this buy-seller, you know, trade chip thing. And okay, that's interesting. Mark of the Beast, got it, all that. And the speculation on this ever since I became born again 30 years ago. So, you know, we've heard it from a lot of different people. But what if, and I just kind of came on this idea, just kind of, I'll throw it out there again, but I find it fascinating. And this came from Dr. Lear's work with the nanotubes. Because and the so-called alien implants, which he's, you know, not so-called, the alien implants, but they're not from aliens. We believe they're fallen angel stuff. But the bottom line is this. We know that they're, I asked him point blank, are these tracking devices? He said, no, he doesn't think so. And I concur with him. I used to think they were tracking devices. Apparently, they can track, these DNA sends out certain frequencies. And if you had a receiver, you could track anybody on the planet at wherever they were, attuned to the frequencies of that particular person. Very interesting, according to Dr. Lear. So he believes that, in fact, these implants are changing or altering human DNA. So here's the deal, and this ties right into the Mark of the Beast that we're told about in the Book of Revelation. What if the so-called Space Brothers manifest, right? And everyone is going to be afraid at first, and rightfully so, because this is becoming great deception, but they will deceive them. How? Because they're going to offer us something which is amazing. They'll offer us an extended life period, a lifespan. In other words, we live to, what, 80, 90 years old if we're lucky today? What if they say, you'll take this chip and it will correct any disease you have. It will alter your DNA and correct your DNA so you will live between 5 and, let's say, 600 years. Everyone will have an extended lifespan with no disease. And what do you think if they came up with something like that? It's like the lines would go around the block. Are you kidding me? And it could be very interesting because the reason why I came to this, Dr. Stan, is there's that one little sentence in the Book of Revelation which says men will seek death and be not be able to find it. And that's what led to this, connecting the dots maybe.
Well, all sorts of fascinating things are going on today. When we look at things, why, of course, it doesn't really look like there's any way out of the mess we're in, certainly economically. I mean, how can we get out of these problems we have? What about world terrorism? What about the threat of the Muslim world and a war with the Muslim world? 1.5 billion people out there, and then, of course, the possibility of war with China and Russia? But, of course, when you contemplate all of these things and you ignore God, And that's a factor that nobody does is factoring in, but we're going to have to because, of course, God does rule in the affairs of men. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. This is Dr. Stan, and you know the thing that's really rather thrilling is to realize that most of the people in America, unique from any other country, most of the people in America are Christians or certainly are leaning towards Christianity. We are the majority, whether we be Catholic or Protestant or there's so many subsects, but basically we have people who are good people, unlike in many other parts of the world. But, of course, most Christians have no idea what's going on. They simply follow along what they hear in church, and the ministers are not going to tell them. Some of them don't know. Most of them don't know. Many do know, and, of course, they're afraid to speak out for fear of repercussions. And some of them are actually on the other side because the demonic forces have infiltrated the Catholic Church, and that's, of course, why they have their homosexuality and pedophilia and why they've covered it up for such a period of time. Mm-hmm. The satanic forces are there, and if you need to doubt that, you need to get our four-tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin and hear him tell the story about all the homosexual cardinals and about the satanic sacrifice there in the basement, or feigned simulated satanic sacrifice in the basement of the Vatican. Mm-hmm. This is real, but we got the same problems in the Protestant church, and certainly they're working at the upper echelons of the Jewish religion. We're involved in a spiritual battle, and until we understand that, there's no hope. But God is supreme. What he's going to do, I don't know. Maybe he's just going to bring punishment on this nation, or maybe he's going to save it. But we live in the most exciting time in history, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think, Lynn?
Well, I absolutely think that this is one of the most exciting times, if not the most exciting time to be living, because, you know, we're told in Matthew 24, when you see these things, look up, because your redemption is coming. What things? Famines, and they're not pleasant. Wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, famines and pestilence, and troublesome times. Well, just today, we had a 7.2 earthquake in Indonesia. Volcano eruptions in Indonesia.
Was this another one? Is this the one a couple
it's
of days?
It's the one from yesterday.
Okay, fine.
7.2. And, you know, now the death toll is climbing with the tsunami that happened there. I mean, it's just... It's every week, Dr. Stan.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, Lynn Marzulli. He's talking about, suddenly we're told there's going to be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places and troublesome times, and boy, oh boy, are we seeing that today. Well, if you have a question for Lynn, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But Lynn, before we go on, I want you to get your website out. And are we carrying all of your books? I don't know. Did Tisha ever order them?
Yes, she did, and you should have them by now. But
Nobody tells me anything. I'm just the voice behind the microphone. Fortunately, we have a wonderful staff, and they do so. I mean, Letitia and her husband and Joyce, who work for us, and of course my son David and my wife, but they run the things, and I get all the fun of having the opportunity of being on the radio. But anyway, why don't you get your website out there and tell people how they can get in touch with your ministry and read all the great material you have.
The best place to check me out is the blog, and that's lamarzulli.wordpress.com, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. I blog 6 days a week. The blog of today should be a must-see for everyone because it talks about what's happening in the so-called phony Lakeland revival. It is what I call the Kundalini serpent spirit, and it manifests from the so-called prophetess Stacey Campbell. And it is a must-see. It is absolutely a must-see because You look at this, and then you tell me what you're looking at after you see it. It is absolutely alarming, and this stuff, see, people are deceived by it, but they think this is the Holy Spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's the Kundalini Serpent Spirit.
Well, could you explain to our listeners what it is? Because I'll have to admit, I haven't heard of this revival, but I know that so many of these really are, of course, as they tap into the dark side. Mm-hmm. They see superficial manifestations, mm-hmm. and then they think it's of God.
Well, yeah.
There are superficial manifestations, but they come from the dark side. What is it?
It's exactly what's going on. There's this guy called Todd Bentley, and he started with this Lakeland revival thing. And I watched it from its nascent beginnings, and it was very interesting because right from the get-go, I knew something was wrong, and it took a while to actually figure out what was wrong. Because remember, deception, you know, you're not going to see some guy going, this is all a lie, I'm out to deceive you. No. The whole idea of deception is to lead people away from the truth and dress it up so it looks almost like the real thing, but of course it isn't. And what the first thing that cued me on the Bentley was his engagement with the so-called angel Emma, a female angel. And this guy's had more supernatural experiences than everybody in the Old and New Testament combined, and I mean that literally. He's been taken up to the throne room and all this other stuff. And so, but it's all demonic ruse. If you read Joanna Michelson's book, if you read Sharon Beekman's book, she had exactly the same type of experiences, and then she realized her spirit guides weren't who she thought they were. It is deception, and what we see now is it's beginning to manifest in the shaking and twitching. When I was involved in New Age stuff, and this is why I know what I speak, I've been on the other side of the aisle. I was involved in a guru for 3 years, had my third eye opened, had spirit guides, the whole deal. I mean, before I became a Christian 30 years ago, I was a New Ager, you know, dyed in the wool. I was at Woodstock, and I did inhale, okay, and I'm not making that stuff up.
But basically, of course, you then saw the supernatural there. I mean,
absolutely.
To a lot of people, they think this is all foolishness, but there is a supernatural dimension, and there is supernatural power and knowledge that's there, but we're not suggesting you try to tap into it, because,
no.
Of course, it can lead to eternal damnation, but go ahead.
And anyway, all this to say that if you go to the blog, lamarjolies.wordpress.com, there's a video that's posted, a link to a video. Watch this woman, watch what she does, and you will see what is the Kundalini serpent. Yoga and Eastern mysticism seeks to, by illicit means, open a person up to what they call the Kundalini power. And what it is, they actually call it the Kundalini serpent power. And they're exactly right. That's exactly what it is. Through meditation, it acts as a springboard to the occult. And guess who comes in? The fallen one, the enemy, Satan, the Luciferians. And you get power, but it's Kundalini power, and it's satanic power. And we watch this literally manifest. This woman literally hisses like a snake, not once, but all through the video. It is absolutely alarming. And people, there's like probably 1,000 people there, Dr. Stan, watching this, witnessing this, and they are applauding, and they are absolutely accepting everything that she says. It is absolutely, it's off the hook. If you haven't seen it, you need to go to the blog and check it out for yourself. This is the kind of nonsense that's happening in the evangelical circles. Meanwhile, you know, the Catholics are into the whole Marian apparitions. And with all due respect to the Catholics, it's not the Mary of the Bible. It's the same type of deception. And, you know, deception, again, it's cunning. The Luciferian, Satan himself, is cunning. He's not going to come up and go, hi, I'm Satan, don't follow me. No, he's going to suck you in, lure you in. And so you believe a lie, and that's what we're looking at now.
Well, I think that basically most Catholics are wonderful people, mm-hmm. who love God and want a personal relationship with him. But as with so many things, they're, well, like the Masonry. Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, an outer fraternity of people, you know, many of them are Christians and they believe in what they're doing and they're doing good. But there's an inner fraternity, of course, that's tapping into the supernatural. And I believe that that is what's happening with the Catholic faith, an outer circle of people who love God, and certainly they have a lot of crazy beliefs that I think are wrong. But basically, it is based upon at least the original Christian belief, although superimposed upon that is a great deal of falsehood. But there is an inner circle that knows exactly what they're mm-hmm. doing and is feeding this whole thing, and of course is laughing at how stupid the people are who are certainly adhering to the traditional faith.
And it's another reason why in countries like Mexico and certainly out through South America and even in Africa, there is no infrastructure, and the people, there's a two-class system. the elite at the top and then vast numbers of poor, uneducated, illiterate people. And, of course, when you're illiterate, you'll go out in the fields and work all day and do nothing and, you know, and never educate yourself and do menial tasks all your life and never question it because you don't know any better. And I hate to say this, but this has been going on for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years in these countries, and this two-class system where they keep the poor down. And some people, and I'm one of them, who believe that that's what they're attempting to do in this country, make a two-class system, the elite at the top, and then everybody else is equal on the bottom, equally poor.
And I think that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to destroy the value of our currency, which will destroy the value of the savings of so many of the people, the older people, who, you know, are depending on their life savings. They want to get it invested, you know, and make some interest. But unfortunately, so many of the bonds, government bonds, pay so little, and the inflation is far greater than the interest you're going to get, and you've got to find some means of make some money so you can live. You can't live on Social Security. And unfortunately, a lot of our people are taking risks and investing in things they never should. And what's going to end up is I fear that so many of our citizens are going to end up impoverished. And it'll be just like Lynn says, a two-tiered system. That's what they're doing. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. They've already pretty well destroyed our economy. They've shipped many of our major industries overseas. They've done it intentionally. And the average person has no idea what's going on. But you go right ahead, Lynn.
You know, it's interesting, just to give you an idea on both sides of the aisle, we had a president for 8 years, Bush, who dragged us into two wars, all on the pretext of 9/11. And I agree with you, Dr. Stan. All one needs to do is look at Building 7. Let's not even look at the towers. Let's just pretend that that was real. Then what the heck are we looking at with Building 7, which wasn't hit by a plane, and there was no jet fuel in it, and there was a fire in it? I got you. There was a fire there. But all of a sudden, this thing, unlike any other modern building in all of history, falls to the ground at free fall speed. Now, if that's not demolition, I don't know what is. And I just don't believe a minute of the report that came out concerning Building 7. The same thing with the Pentagon. We look at the Pentagon, there's a 16-foot hole in that thing. There are no Rolls-Royce engines from the plane. There are no places where the wings crash into the Pentagon. All that doesn't exist. And I've looked at the Duke video. They show the wings disintegrating. Okay, well, where? Where's the imprint? I mean, it's very convenient, and it looks like the real deal, but it makes no sense to me. Building 7, to me, is the smoking gun that we're looking at something else. All that to say, a Republican president jacked up the debt, dragged us into two literally endless wars, which have been going on now for 8-9 years, respectfully. In Afghanistan, they got all these, just like Vietnam. You can't do this, because we have a friend over there who just came back and I got to speak to him. You know, rules of engagement, you can't fire here, you can't do that. It's like their hands are tied. It's a joke. These people, our brother and treasurer are over there, and it's a joke, because they're not trying to win anything, they're just trying to drag this thing out. And where does $1 trillion in the opium go every year? I mean, no one's talking about that. $1 trillion, a trillion with a T, $1 trillion from the opium harvest in Afghanistan. Sounds like the opium wars. And now we've got a president, Obama, who is systematically dismantling this country, piece by piece by piece by piece. And so it's on both sides of the aisle. They are, and I don't know who they is. It's this brotherhood of darkness. I certainly agree it's satanic. It's Luciferian. They're attempting on a two-class system. They're very elite at the top and the equally poor at the bottom who will do the bidding of the elite. There is no God. And, you know, in my talks, Dr. Stan, I'm always pointing back to the Holocaust. But I also say, you know, all this comes from Darwinism, which is why Darwin was a messenger of deception. Because if there is no God of the Bible and we all just descended from apes somehow, or primordial slime, then there are no absolutes, there is no right or wrong, there is no God, there is no moral, the state will tell us what's right or wrong. And people kind of, you know, look at me and aren't sure what I'm saying by that. And I'm saying this. In this country, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, says we're all men are created equal. We have certain inalienable rights by God, the Creator. That's what it says specifically. Well, the former Soviet Union killed in the Gulag systematically 60 million people, according to Solzhenitsyn. The Chinese have done 70 million, and they're still counting. They're not quite done yet. And the reason why they're able to do this is because there is no God in their worldview. And that's what's so incredible about this. We're living in this age where the moment we move off that, the moment we move that all men are created equal and we have rights given by a creator, by God, the moment we move that we're demonstrated in the 20th century and certainly into our century now what the results of that is. Millions of people being killed because the state says so.
And I really think it's a frightening thing. Not that I have any fear for myself. I'm at an age where I'm ready to go to be with our maker at any time. But I think what a terrible world this is going to be for the people who remain behind, which is why I do what I do, because I think we do have the ability to communicate ideas. And there is no thing as powerful as an idea whose time has come. And I think increasingly people are looking for answers, and we've got to give them the answers. And that idea, this idea of liberty under God, and you understand that the reason America was a great nation, the reason we had our freedom, was because we were a religious people overall. People want to argue, well, we weren't really a Christian country, and what this is has nothing to do with anything. The majority of the people were Christian. The country was founded on Christian precepts, and you can say, well, we aren't a Christian nation. You don't have to be a Christian. No, you don't have to be a Christian. But our philosophy, our people, our mores, our habits, our morality was based upon Christianity. But they set out to destroy that because they knew if they could destroy the Christian foundation of this country, they could destroy the nation. And that is why they took God and prayer and the Bible, the Ten Commandments, out of our schools. The Ten Supreme Court that took God and prayer out of our schools opens every one of its sessions with a prayer. The Congress, which goes right along with taking God and prayer out of the school, opens every one of their sessions with a prayer. What's wrong with this? Well, nothing's wrong with it, ladies and gentlemen. It should be very obvious. There is an organized effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, the belief in God, because our schools are dedicated to teaching that Darwinism is true, evolution is true, there is no God, the Bible's a lie. And they've done a pretty good job, and so many of our young people are so confused, and our job is to try to reach them. First of all, to tell our listeners, get your children out of government schools. We've got a great teaching program. It's the Robinson Home School curriculum. You don't have to put a lot of time in. The children teach themselves, and they will come out far ahead of any public school in America today. The Robinson Home School curriculum, we recommend it. And if you have a child or a grandchild, get them out of public education. And then, of course, we need to get people to understand that they have to get involved. This is a battle. They have to help us expose the other side. But I think there's a growing awareness, Lynn, more than any time I've ever seen in all the years I've been at this. And, of course, we can talk about politics, but we also have to talk about the spiritual aspect of this, because the one thing you and I must do is bring as many people into a personal relationship with our Lord as we can at the time, because that's the only hope for the salvation of this nation.
And, you know, and Dr. Stan, all this leads to, we spoke about it earlier, when you see these things, wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in the first place, troublesome times, look up because your redemption, all this points to his second coming. And, you know, I'm a watcher. I'm a watchman on the wall, and I look at this stuff, and I have never seen the climate as charged as it is now, as ready as it is now, as pregnant as it is now. Something is going to happen. I don't know what. I read this morning, Hezbollah, 40,000 missiles from Syria, which actually came from Iran, which then came from Russia. So it's like from Russia to Iran to Syria back to Hezbollah. They've got 40,000. Many of them are Scuds. I mean, they are armed to the teeth. And what most people don't realize, when the Middle East war happened, we were dealing with apocalyptic mindset in the Iranians. They are Shia Muslim. They believe in the coming of the Mahdi, which can only be brought about in the time of chaos. They're ready to do that. But they will close the Straits of Hormuz and also the Gate of Tears in the Red Sea. Those two places, one in the Arabian Sea, Straits of Hormuz, the other choke point for the oil is in the Gate of Tears in the Red Sea. About 60% of the world's oil flows through that. They will completely topple the global economy within 10 minutes. The trucks stop rolling. You know, you throw a few dirty bombs on this country, like Paul Williams. I know you've had him on the guest, Al-Qaeda Brotherhood of Freedom. They throw a few dirty bombs in there, and all bets are off. We are looking at the complete collapse of the economy as we know it, the global economy, all at the same time. And then if this war erupts, what better time for our space brothers to then manifest? Because it'll be the greatest collective fear, Dr. Stan, that humanity has ever known, and we're all experiencing it together, just like the Chilean miner thing. there's a, such a cult significance. 66 miners, right? Or I'm sorry, 33 miners on the 66th day, which is October 13th. You don't think that that's, you know, that's coincidence? Baloney. And the capsule is called the Phoenix. And one of the commentators on the news is going, they're rising from the dead. No, they aren't. They weren't dead, and they're not rising from the dead. But in a cult, they do this openly, openly to show what's about to happen. Something is coming. Something is coming. And I just think it's sooner than later. And, you know, we watch the Chilean miners being rescued. The whole entire world watch it in real time because we're all linked up and connected. This is the perfect thing for the space brothers to come.
Well, I think that, as Lynn says, we are on the edge of some major events, certainly. I don't know whether Lindsay Williams is right, but I think we should heed what he has to say. And he says within the next 3 to 4, maybe at the most 6 months, there's going to be a major event in the Middle East. And the inference is that there's going to be a war with Iran, that the price of oil is going to go up to $150 to $200 a barrel. What do you think that'll do to the American economy? Well, Lindsay's the information he's gotten from Mr. X has been very accurate in the past. If this is accurate, then of course you're going to see the demise of the American economy. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Lynn, you got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
I appreciate it, Dr. Stan. First of all, thanks so much again for having me on.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
27. Now, I think that we're on the edge of some very, very significant events. And if you would like more information, if you'd like to get a Berkey water filter, if you'd like to learn more about laying in the supply of foods, then you certainly should have a supply of health products on hand. And basically, with the flu season coming up, We use something called Alibiotic, a combination of oil of oregano, of garlic, and certainly of oil of elderberry and a couple of other items. And when you start to come down with the flu symptoms or, you know, just not feeling quite well, you take one of these every 3 hours, and then you take vitamin D3 every 3 to 4 hours. And I haven't had to, I don't think I've missed a day on the radio for the last 10 years. And the reason is because we use these items. The Alibiotic is available from Radio Liberty. It's produced by one of the finest producers. They produce all the products, the health products we carry. And we recommend them. Alibiotic, vitamin D3, you should have a good supply on hand. And not only for now, but of course for what may lie ahead, we don't know. But you've got to be able to keep your immune system up. We have something else called immune support. And basically, it's a combination of mushrooms which are specifically designed to stimulate the immune system. So, Alibiotic, vitamin D3, immune support. Of course, as you know, we have the prostate support, we have the menopause support, items which we think are good, and they're produced by the largest producer of health products in the entire country. But, of course, we can't tell you who they are, but if you look at our label and then you go to a health food store and look at the labels there, you'll be able to tell who's producing our products. But, of course, we want to make sure that what we produce and provide is good, and we, if you'd like a list of all the various things that we take, and most of them are things we take ourselves, the magnesium and certainly the vitamin C and the other things. If you'd like the list of the product, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about food storage, if you'd like to know about getting a Berkey water filter, health products, our number 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you'll want to get Lynn's book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. His book, his trilogy on the Nephilim trilogies, the three books. His book on alien interviews. Now, these are interviews with PhDs and doctors and scientists who've talked to people who've had the alien experience. In other words, who've claimed they've been suddenly abducted by aliens. There are literally thousands of people who will tell you all the same story. Is this real? Well, my wife saw a UFO many years ago. She and her father saw it. In fact, one of her father's best friends, who was a very prominent individual in this community they lived in, he saw it as well. He was afraid to tell anybody. They'd think he was crazy. But, of course, I talked to Dr. Bill Whitstone. He used to work with me, regularly assist in surgery. For many years, after my Dr. Moreland went off to become an anesthesiologist, Dr. Whitstone took his place and helped in my surgery, and he talked about having seen the UFOs. They're not imaginary. A lot of people have seen them, and they're supernatural manifestations. When you understand that they have supernatural qualities that are not of this world. They can go 5,000 miles an hour. They can outrun any one of our fighter planes, and then they can make an abrupt turn to the right. You can't do that if you're following the laws of physics. But these craft and these beings don't follow the laws of physics because they're from another dimension. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We have, of course, a book called Alien Intervention, and then we have the one, Alien Interviews. We recommend you get the information. Look into what we're talking about. Understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and that's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will introduce you to another dimension. Get little pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. That's the occult hierarchy that rules the world. And then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 27 October 2010. Coming to you here in Flaming Nowhere, Missouri. Thank you so very much for joining us today. For caring about your world and caring about your family and caring about your neighbors and caring about everything and wanting to know what the heck is going on. Well, if you're watching television, you probably have no clue. Seriously, if you watch television all the time, good luck in trying to figure out what's going on in the world. Looks like everything is fine. Just got some neck-and-neck elections going on. I mean, everything, everywhere is neck-and-neck. So don't even ask how somebody's doing. Oh, it's neck-and-neck. Interestingly enough, some people went in to vote early in Nevada now, where Harry Reid is running, and guess what? They said Harry Reid's name was already checked for.